The next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Joe McEwen. Northwestern enters the conference tournament as the number 12 seed and will play Wisconsin in the tournament opening game on Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Katie. How are you?
I'm all right. If you would like to give some opening comments, and then we'll open the call for questions.
Yeah, just real excited now to go play. Everybody's, I'll give you all the coaching lingo, but everybody's 0-0, and I told our team that last night as we were getting back from Lincoln. And last year we had a double bye and we're a 4 seed, so we got a lot of time to rest, and now we got to turn around and play right away. And I think that's a good thing for my team right now, that they just want to go play. Anything can happen after that. And last year we were in the NCAA tournament, so they know what's at stake, and I think we'll be hungry.
All right. Thanks, Coach. At this time, we will take questions from the media.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Cole Paxton with the Daily Northwestern.
Coach, good morning. Just a couple of things for you. Firstly, we've talked several times that you haven't gotten over the hump and win consecutive conference games all season. What can you do to make sure that changes this week?
Yeah, well, if we don't do it this week, then we won't have a chance to do it again. But, Cole, so, yeah, we've had a tough schedule. It's a tough league. I think we've played well. But the biggest thing is you got to get some momentum. You got to win the first game, and then I think for us the biggest challenge will be just to play loose and have fun and not worry about anything. So that's the approach we're going to have in practice this week.
And then the other thing that I have for you, we've talked also the young players that you have and so many of them on your team. How do you not let the atmosphere or the experience or whatever in Indianapolis get to them at all and just focus on playing the game?
It's a great question. I think one of the things we talked about when we, rebuilt this program is this is why you come to Northwestern now. And this is why, basketball wise, you get a chance to play in these venues and you're a basketball player. This is what you want. This is why you play those mid-November games, or those tournaments where we played 3 games in a row in Texas, 3 days in a row, to prepare you for things like this. So I think they'll be ready.
Our next question comes from the line of Brent Wagner with Lincoln Journal Star.
Yeah, thank you, Coach. What do you think this year in the Big Ten of some of the top talent across the several teams, with several teams having a big time score this season?
Yeah, it's been a stars league this year, but I've been amazed at some of the performances and how good some of the players have played this year. And some you expect, and some just stepped up, or either are new players in the league, or just had better years than the year before. But what Bantam has done, what Mitchell has done, Nia Coffey for us, it's just so many great players. Every team has we say this in our scouting reports, every team has 2 great players. You got to stop. Some have more. it's been a great league from that standpoint. It's a great question.
What have you thought of Jessica Shepherd from Nebraska playing her yesterday, and what are going to be some of the challenges, I guess, going forward with a player like that?
Well, I'll tell you, they did a really good job of, I think Nebraska, now that Romeo is, the two of them seem to be like Batman and Robin together, finding each other. And I think Nebraska does a good job of getting Shepherd the ball in places where she can do some damage. She's really talented, and we saw that all year, just fouling them. And even the game we played here where we played really well, you know, you could just see the, you could just see the talent coming out. So, yeah, she's going to be a handful the next 3 years in the Big Ten.
Thank you.
Okay.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Shelly Teal with Big Ten Network.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Shelly. You made it back. That's good.
I did, yes. That's good. That's good. I will be seeing you soon. Hey, I know you mentioned your matchup with Wisconsin. You were really pleased overall with your team's performance. What are you looking to do? What are you hoping, you know, that they can – what are you focusing on specifically in this rematch with them again?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think the same – you know, the same game plan, because we played well, you know, following that plan. And if we have to make some adjustments during the game, we will. But you know, they're a team that can score, you know, and you know, they spread you out and can shoot, they can play in transition. And you know, I think, you know, offensively they worry you because they got a lot of different weapons. But you know, I think if, you know, the biggest thing, we did a really good job defensively that game. One of our best efforts of the year. So we'll try to stick with that game plan, which we haven't always stuck with, or else we wouldn't be playing in this game.
What do you think is your strength? What can you exploit the most?
I think for us, you know, balance, you know, to be able to score inside, outside, and in transition. You know, when we're clicking, that's when we're at our best, when we can do those things. So we get Nia Coffey the ball, attacking the basket. We can get him in the line shooting the ball from different places, and we get Deary pushing the ball, you know, and Palace rebounding the ball to get it to her. Then we're, you know, we're a real explosive team. We just have been inconsistent in doing that. But that's our strength, which is why, you know, one of the reasons we beat Nebraska and we beat Ohio State and, you know, we had games where we scored in the 90s.
Coach, looking ahead to next year, you have Ashley Deary, Nia Coffey, Kristen Inman, all of them are juniors. So what does the future look like for Northwestern women's basketball?
Oh, yeah, I think it's so bright. You know, we have you know, a lot of people coming back, and a lot of people. We have a young lady sitting out. It's really important to us, and two players that are sitting out this year that I think are really going to have an impact next year. And then, you know, our recruiting class, you know, I think is one of the best ones that we've had since I've been here. So, you know, I feel like we answered, you know, some of our needs from, you know, positions. And so, yeah, we're real excited. I think, you know, I think we're a little disappointed the way this regular season went. On January 20th, we were playing at Minnesota. We were ranked 20th in the country, and that's not that long ago. So we're you know, we got snake bit a little bit, but we'll bounce back. And again, with those guys coming back and the people we have coming in, I feel like we'll be in great position.
All right, Coach. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you in Indianapolis.
Sounds good. Okay, thank you.